Now, let's take some samples here. Now, I keep relating to you back and forth what I'm pulling out of this group of engineers and owners and creative people here. So I thought, you know what? Let's put their voices on tape and let them tell you the kind of person they have to be. That way we commit them to it, you know, around the world for as long as they live, since these tapes tend to go into immortality. So would I have a few people here? Why don't you come over here and step up and read to us, who do you have to be to attract the quality of person you want or attract those qualities of a person you're already in relationship with? Here's our first person. Her name is Pammy.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
This is Pammy. Go ahead. What's your list?
Okay, so here's my list. But most importantly, I always need to come from a place of love, a place of unconditional love for me and for him. I need to be strong, passionate, and caring. I need to nurture my own interests and career in my own right. And I also need to make sure that I put him and our family first. I need to listen, and not just listen, but really hear, be fun, playful, outrageous, and take care of myself physically. I need to be flirtatious and playful, create moments and surprises. I need to remember and practice my spirituality and that my belief that nothing real is ever threatened and nothing unreal exists. I need to commit to continue growing, to nurture our friends and each other's families, too, to create a wonderful living space and environment that's totally us, that's warm and elegant, a safe haven in our storm, so to speak. I need to schedule consistent time for us to stay in touch with what's most important to him, too. I need to make connection much more important than significance and meet his needs and my own needs and make sure that my own needs aren't dependent on meeting his needs, too, if that makes sense. I need to be clear about who I am and what's most important to me. I need to hold my vision and optimism for what's truly possible in life, for us, for our kids, for our family and friends, and for the world. I need to live in a place of total gratitude and appreciation for every moment we are blessed to share together.
Very nice. If you do that, you probably attract just about anybody. Okay, that was Pamela. Now, if you listen to her list, she's describing all the ways she needs to be and what she needs to do to create that quality of life. And you know darn well, if she really does that, who wouldn't want to be in a relationship with a person who values themselves and their life and their relationship and their family so much? But also, it goes to point out again that if she's in a relationship with someone who really doesn't want kids or family is not their focus and never will be, it's not their nature, then it's probably not going to be a great team fit. And you got to notice that early on in the relationship, or otherwise you'll be torn up because you're going to be having this tremendous connection with them, but realizing in order to meet their needs, you have to give up some of yours. Have you ever been in that place before? So this is why it's so important to do this. So let's hear from Scott. Scott actually owns the studio. Scott, step up and tell us, who do you have to become in order to have this kind of person that you desire most in your life?
My list looks a lot like the ideal mate's list, except for the short skirt part. but it mainly comes down to boil it down, I have to be honest, creative, funny, offbeat, outside the box, kind, loving, accommodating, flexible, an open communicator, driven by values, intelligent, and nurturing.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Let's do a quick recap. We've talked about the most important relationship that has to be solid is the one with yourself. You've got to consistently demonstrate love to yourself. Second, we said the most important element in creating a lasting and fulfilling relationship is in selection. Because no matter what you do to try and change or improve somebody else, if their nature is different than your own, they're not going to want to change and improve into what you think you need. You got to start out with someone who at least has enough things in common. Not just they can do the job, but they will do. Because they have goals that are complementary to your own. They have a nature that will be reinforced in your relationship. If you're one of those people that's effusive and rewarding, they love that. Not they hate someone who's like that. So that's very, very important. Do you have the same values? Is the team fit there? Then we said in order to know that, you can't wait till you get attracted, because if that happens, you're going to find yourself in relationship after relationship in reaction rather than consciously deciding what you want to bring into your life. And by the way, most of the time, if you have ongoing upsets in relationship, I don't mean an upset about a particular situation or reaction. I mean ongoing challenges. It's because you didn't make an effective selection. So this is so important. So we said, in order to do that, get clear. What are the exercises we've gone through? One, describe the mate from heaven. Who is your ultimate desired mate? Number two, describe your mate from hell so you know what you don't want. Number three, decide which of these are your musts. Yes, you want them all, but what are the absolute musts for you? The ones you can't live without and the ones you can't live with. Four, describe the kind of person you would have to become in order to attract the person you want or to attract those qualities out of a relationship you're already in.